All right, here we go. It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. I hope you're ready to listen and learn because I sure am. Today we are going to be working on the Ed word family. And I want you to have fun with this activity, and I want you to like this activity, and I don't want you to feel panicked if you think I'm going too fast. I don't want you to feel like you have to hurry to catch up or get sloppy in your working. So this is what I want you to remember. There's probably going to be time at the end for you to finish coloring or writing if you can't keep up with me. But part of this activity is listen. Listen and learn. For the listening part, I want you to follow directions. So if I ask you to put your pencil or your crayon down, I want you to. And we'll finish at the end and it will be okay. All right, here we go. Let's begin. Let's write our name at the top first. And you write your name and I'll write my name. My name is Mrs. Oldham, for those of you who might not remember. And please write your name neatly and on the line. Don't write too big and don't write it too small. We'll write it just right. Okay. We are going to look at this picture at the top of our page, and I'm going to tell you a little story about what's going on. And then we're going to color some things, and you'll have to color them the way that I tell you to. So be ready for that. Okay. So there's that little girl in the picture, and her name is Fred. Just kidding. Her name is not Fred. Her name is Kate. And Kate had a little dog. You can see the little dog right there. The dog's name is Fred. And Fred got some new dog food and did not want to try it. That might have happened to you before. Your mom or your dad or someone in your family wants you to try a new food and you think that looks weird. I don't want to try it. Well, Fred the dog felt like that. He just wanted to chew on his bone and not try any new food. So he ran into Kate's mom and dad's bedroom. And he tried to hide under the bed, but it was filled under the bed with lots of crayons. And can you guess what color some of those crayons were? The color belongs in the Ed family. Can you think about it? Yes, red. So I want you to find your red crayon. I'm not picky, so just find some kind of red crayon. And we're going to color all the crayons that you can find on under the bed and on the floor red. So if I'm looking, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 crayons. I want you to color all 5 crayons red. And while you color, you can start, begin. While you color, I'm going to talk to you about the word red. Let's talk about the word red. I'm going to sound it out for you. We'll see if it belongs in the ed word family. R-ed, red. I think I hear that ed chunk at the end. Let's try it again. R-ed, there it is. Ed, r-ed, red. Red belongs in the ed word family. And we are coloring 5 crayons red. You should be close to being done. I'm on my last crayon, and I'm not in a hurry. I'm just coloring nice and neatly and in the lines. And red will be our first word in our word family. R-ed, red. All right. You should almost be finished coloring those crayons. I'll give you 5 more seconds, and then I want you to put your crayon down. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Okay, so the dog Fred tried to hide under the bed because he was afraid to try the new food. He just didn't want to. And Kate had to chase him in there. And she was saying, Fred, Fred, you're going to like it. It's going to be okay. Just try it. But she was chasing him around the bed. So let's talk about the word bed. I bet it belongs in the Ed word family. Do you think so? I know. I think so too. So let's color the bed. First, let's color the furniture. Let's get our brown crayon. Some kind of brown will work. And let's color the end of the bed, you know, the furniture part of the bed, not the blanket or the pillow. Let's color the end of the bed brown, kind of by the dog's food bowl. Ready? Let's go. Let's work on the word bed. Let me sound that out for you. We have b, e, d, bed. Let's hear the chunk at the end. B, ed. There's that ed. B, ed, bed. Bed has, or bed is in the ed word family. So is red. If we say them together, bed, red, guess what? They rhyme. Yes, they do. B, bed and red rhyme. Okay, now let's color the front part of the furniture of the bed brown too, up at the top where the pillow is. But don't color the pillow, just color the furniture part of the bed. We'll color that brown too. Stay in those lines. So we have bed and red. The bed could be red. The bed has red crayons under it. And don't forget, there's a little leg right under the bed. A little leg by a crayon sticking out that belongs to the bed. Do you see that? Don't forget to get that too. Okay, I'm almost done coloring my bed. But I'll give you a second to catch up. I don't want you to be panicked. All right. So the furniture of our bed is brown. Furniture of our bed is brown. And we have bed and red. I'm going to ask you to put your brown crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Okay, so in that bedroom, Kate's chasing Fred the dog around the bed, around the bed. There's crayons all over, red crayons all over. And they almost, well, not Fred because he's not tall enough, but Kate almost knocked down the picture hanging on the wall. Do you see that picture? That's a picture of her parents when they got married. How cute is that? Well, there's a fancy way to say that two people got married, and you could say that this happened to them, and it could be a word that belongs in the ed family. It could be the day that they, and instead of saying married, you can say a word that belongs in the ed family. Does anyone know it? That one's kind of tricky. This is a good word to know. Yes, wed. This is a picture of Kate's parents on the day that they wed. That means the day that they got married. You learn something new. So let's color the picture frame. That's the outside of her mom and dad, that rectangle frame. Let's color that frame. Let's get a green crayon, some kind of a green crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect green. And let's color the frame of the day her parents were wed. That means the day her parents were married. So go ahead and start coloring that frame, and I'll sound out wed for us. Ready? W-E-D, wed. W-E-D, wed. And then if I use the chunk at the end, w-ed. There's that ed. W-ed, wed. So wed belongs in the ed word family too. So far we have red, bed, wed. And you guessed it. You're right. They all rhyme. All of them rhyme. I love it. So here we go. We could make a song, but I'll wait until I have more words. I'll wait. But I have a good one. I can feel it. So we have a green picture frame of Kate's parents on the day that they were wed. All right. I'm almost done coloring my picture frame. So I'm thinking you are too. So I'm going to ask you to put your green crayon down. Oh no. Okay, ready? 5. Oh no. Oh no. 4. You can do it. 3. You've got it. 2 and 1. Thank you. Okay, so the last thing that we're going to talk about in this picture, you know, we've got Kate and Fred didn't want to try the new food, so he ran into the bedroom, and he tried to get under the bed, but there were all these red crayons, and then Kate, when she was chasing him, almost knocked down the picture of her parents on the day that they were wed, and then she was fed up. She was just fed up. She was like, Fred, that's enough. We have to eat. You have to eat, I have to eat, it's time. And then she fed him. She was fed up and she fed him. That has two meanings. Fed up means I've had enough, I can't take it. But she also fed him. That means she gave him his food. And then Fred was brave and he ate it. So that's good news too. So let's take a pic. Let's take our crayon. Let's take some kind of, let's do orange. Some kind of an orange crayon. And let's color the food bag that Kate is holding, the dog food bag, because she finally fed him. So you start coloring the food bag. Start coloring that food bag. Color neatly. It's okay. I'm even going to make my dog on that food bag. I'm going to make him orange too. Just color the whole thing orange. This is the part where you listen and you might be thinking, Mrs. Oldham's crazy. Who's seen an orange dog before? I want to color my dog black. That's okay. I want you to listen. That's part of this. You're going to listen and learn, and we're seeing if you can follow the directions. All right, let's practice sounding out fed. Ed, fed, ed, fed. And if I chunk it, I hear ed, fed. It's perfect. It fits in the ed family. So we have red, bed, wed, fed. Yep, there you go. My red crayon was under my bed. My parents got wed, and then I said, Fred. There you go. How's my song? That's what you can do when words rhyme. Okay, you should almost be finished coloring that food bag. Let's put our crayons down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, will you please pick up your pencil? Let's look at number one on your paper at the bottom, the number one. You're going to see a little dotted line, a little space. A little dotted line, a little space, and a third little dotted line. Then a big space and a big line, a big space and a big line. We're going to work on the three little dotted lines first. I'm going to say a sound, and I want you to write the letter that makes that sound in the very first little dotted line on number one. Ready? Here we go. W, w. You should be writing the letter W. Good. Scoot across to the little line. Here we go. E. You should be writing the letter E. Scoot across to the last little line. D, d. You should be writing the letter D. Good. So you should have W, E, D. Scoot across to the big line. Let's write it. W, E, D, wed. Scoot across. Let's write it one more time together for extra practice. W, E, D, wed. The day her parents were wed. Let's scoot to number two. Here we go. Write the letter that you hear. Here we go. F, f, f. You should have written F. Scoot across. E. E. Scoot across. D, d, d. D. F. Ed, fed. Good. Scoot across. Let's write the whole thing. F, ed, fed. Scoot across. One more time for extra practice. F, E, D, fed. She fed her dog. Number three. Write the letter that makes this sound. B, b. Yes, B. Scoot across. E. Scoot across. D, d, d. D. B, e, d. Bed. All right, scoot across. Let's write it all together. B, e, d. Bed. B, e, d. Scoot across. One more time for extra practice. B, e, d. Bed. Now, for number four, it's going to be a word that we did not practice at the top. I want to see if you can still get it. Here we go. For number four, write the letter that makes this sound. Ooh. Yes, L, E, E, D, D, O, E, D, led. She led her dog out of the room. Exactly. Scoot across. Let's write it all together. L-E-D. Led. And one more time for extra practice. L-E-D. Led. Okay, I'm putting my pencil down. You did an amazing job. If I went too fast, if you have extra time, you can finish coloring some of the objects or finish writing. That's it for today. You are now all experts in the Ed family, and I hope to hear and see you again soon. See you later.